This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by, let's make sure everything's turned up, turned to the right thing anyway, Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is Boyd's Gun Stocks. What they have for sale is the result of a lot of time testing various designs. There's probably a pile of rejected gun stocks out back that just didn't cut it ergonomically. And they've done it so that you can go to them and order the gun stock you need to have. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The media have, they have outdone themselves. What we're seeing coming out of Parkland is a mass effort to deflect away from the only answer to this contagion of school shootings, which would mean hardening the target. In the most succinct phrase I can use, making the target a hard target. And that would mean getting some people in a position to fight back, because they'll be there when it happens. This is not a slam against school resource officers or anything else, but school resource officers, schools are gigantic places. So, until we get that whole, being able to beam from place to place, we're going to have to handle things when they happen. While we're ignoring the fact that we need to harden the target, the media and the left in general have tried to manufacture one stupid hour after another in order to keep the focus on guns and gun grabbing. So, I have taken the time to catalog some of these for you, this cynical and desperate crusade. And let's look at these provincial elites as they are completely opposed to keeping our children safe. Instead, they're too busy being liars and morons. So here are some of the most stupid things I've heard so far. Number one, CNN expert Tom Fuentes said we should not arm trained and qualified teachers because most teachers are girls and girls can't conceal a gun because they dress like girls. If you wear a dress, if you wear a skirt, are you going to have to wear a jacket every day with a belt and a holster the way a detective on duty would do? It's not a real practical solution for a variety of reasons. Get out of New York, Fuentes, and go around looking at some people, could you? Women conceal guns. Women have more ways to conceal a gun than any. It's almost actionable. I should get a lawyer. Number two, MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell, the communist at work. He decided it was dumb to arm qualified school personnel because the round from an AR-15 travels three times faster than the round from a concealed pistol. On Twitter, a bullet fired from an AR-15 travels three times faster than one from a handgun. And yet the president of the NRA thinks giving teachers guns will stop a school shooter. Well, the president of it, you're talking about Wayne LaPierre, not the president of the NRA. He's the executive vice president. And what we realize is that hits matter. Hits. Not rounds fired, not how many rounds are fired, hits matter. Now, then we have this guy. He's with CNN. His last name is Saliza Chiliza. He said, when the shooting started, there was an armed deputy on duty at the school, someone tasked specifically with keeping the students inside safe. He was outside when the first shots were fired, and he stayed there for 4 minutes as the shooter murdered 17 people. There was a good guy with a gun just outside the school when the bad guy with a gun started murdering people. The good guy with the gun wasn't the solution. He didn't stop it. I got that down there, my friend. I do. Does it seem odd to you why no one watches CNN? Then we got George Takei. I've been binge watching a lot of Star Trek, so I've been seeing George Takei a lot. And he got on Twitter and he said the NRA sells guns to Americans. Then when those guns get used for the purpose for which they were designed, the NRA sells Americans ways to fortify against the effects of those guns. Quite a racket they have going. And their biggest pitch man is sitting in the White House. The cult of celebrity, I guess, huh? I know that he recently made a comeback selling LZ TVs, but that's about as far as it's going to go with me. Then we get this from the Weekly Standard. Now, the Weekly Standard used to be, believe it or not, considered a conservative publication. But everyone's favorite cruise sponsors have now sided with MSNBC on the issue of arming trained and qualified teachers. So they're talking about that other checkoff, but the rationale for leaving people vulnerable and helpless is still equal parts pretentious and very anti-science. States and municipalities could try different policies, but arming so many teachers across the nation would increase the danger, not alleviate it. This is coming from the Weekly Standard. School shootings are a problem, but the odds of any one school being attacked is still thankfully minuscule. And put a gun in the classroom, and it might well become like Chekhov's gun. Eventually, somebody's going to use it. Weekly Standard, though, fails to mention that there's a lot of school districts that allow concealed carry by teachers and have for years without incident. Then we got something that came from the CNN anti-gun town hall. Student to Bill Nelson. What's it like to have blood on your hands, killer? Bill Nelson, Jake Tapper. Senator, you don't have to answer that. That's for Dana Loesch. And then they said we didn't script anything. This is CNN. Nothing scripted. I get it. Okay. So much for that. The armed deputy who did nothing while helpless kids were being shot. He's out there saying, I did a good job. Now, you can expect to hear more things from him. And that's also another example of the fact that the Democrats know no shame. The CNN experts, some of them, actual quotes. In a tweet Thursday, President Donald Trump described someone who would shoot up a school as a savage sicko. And at White House briefing Thursday, he used the term sicko. Rose said that calling a shooter a sicko is insulting and mean-minded. How helpful is killing a black person or calling a black person the N-word? Not only is it disrespectful, it fans racism. So we're going to have this false equivalency of saying that a savage sicko, if we actually call him that, that's bad. I see everything you're putting there about the legislation. Just understand that doesn't have a snowball's chance. That's going nowhere. They do that every year anyway. Number 9, Vice Media. They're just freaking out over the idea that women might carry guns. And let's find out what the reason why they would be freaking out about it. Sexual harassment. They're afraid of sexual harassment and what an armed woman might do in the face of sexual harassment. I guess that's just an issue you're going to have to deal with, isn't it? Now, just got so lost up in it. There's so much stupidity I wasn't paying attention to the time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. That's not it. How did that happen? Let's try that again. Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Now, Boyd's is the realization of the ergonomic capability of what that gun is probably supposed to be anyway. A lot of gun manufacturers now save money on the stock. Sad, but true. And Boyd's, on the other hand, uses the best wood. And, I mean, when I have Dusty on next time, we're going to talk about just how he takes care of that wood. Because the way he takes care of the wood is outrageous, the steps he takes to make sure that when that finally becomes a stock, this thing's going to last you forever. You cannot imagine the preparation that goes into it. But, you know, check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, one last, I didn't finish the stupid thing, and the only stupid thing I'm going to mention, then I'm going to move on, is that David Hogg, one of the students that's out there right now, he's out there saying, it doesn't matter, we're going to outlive you, we'll have it sooner or later. That's unfortunate that you feel that way, young David. Because sooner or later you're going to own something, and then when you do, you will convert to being a conservative. When you find out how much it costs to actually be a citizen of the United States, when you find out all the civic stuff that you're doing, sometimes when you find out what a pawn you're being played for right now in this particular incident, you're going to be sitting back saying that I was a fool, but that's okay. We could actually solve these issues together, you and I. You know, gun owners and the David Hogs of the world. But you want to do it on your own, that's fine. Just make sure that you do it, you know, however you get that way. Make sure that it happens after I'm dead. Could you? Thanks. I had an interesting interaction today. It was interesting in the fact that it illustrated to me one of the shortcomings of being involved in the gun industry and the gun world at large. And that was that I put a video up on YouTube. And in the video, I state that I'm very shortly going to be taking a class at Tactical Response at the behest of, at the invitation of James Yeager. And somebody comes in and sees that comment and comes back at me and says, well, anybody that associates with James Yeager, I cannot be associated with. So I'm going to have to unsub you. Now, I hate to point something out to you folks. But one, that didn't change my mind. Think what you want to think about Mr. Yeager. I called him and told him about this little thing. And we had a nice little chuckle between the two of us. Over this, because it's funny. I'm not going to get out there and change my position because somebody doesn't like it. That's just not the way this works. If somebody can challenge, you know, if I'm talking about something that I think is a fact, and somebody challenges me and then lays it out in front of me and shows me I'm wrong, then I've got to take a very serious look at that. But just getting out there and saying, well, he don't like James and he's going to unsub from me, I better do what I got to do to keep his subscription saying. I went and I looked at the guy. And like a lot of people that go on YouTube, he's not a creator. He's just a viewer. Which viewers are what make YouTube what they are. So that's not to say he's nothing special. But it does say that, you know, he's not doing what I'm trying to do on YouTube. So I said, send him a message back saying, that's an interesting set of criteria you have there. I'm sorry to see you go. And then I thought about that for a minute. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. To be a Second Amendment advocate means you have to be somewhat of an absolutist, somewhat of an originalist, if you will. And I get that. And you also have to be, in a lot of cases, an alpha male. And I get that as well. However, one thing that I really want to do in anything that I undertake is either succeed or win. Now, this guy has got too many criteria, I'm afraid, to honestly sit there and say to himself, I intend to win. Because if you get out there and you're constantly, you know, tying yourself to something or untying or claiming this or claiming that, you don't have any flexibility at all. And we have to be flexible, not in giving in on any rights, but we have to be flexible enough to be able to fight and stay in the fight. Period. Now, getting out there and telling me that he's not going to subscribe to my YouTube channel, that doesn't mean much. There's some people listening to me right now, like some people that tried to call in the other day, that are listening to me and loathing the fact that my parents met and procreated. And that's okay. Takes all kinds. But having said that, we in the gun world, we that are pro-gun people, we better figure out why we're pro-gun, and we better say to ourselves, and I'm going to be with other people that are pro-gun. Period. There will be some fighting that may happen inside, and we need to do that behind closed doors. We need to make it a family affair, if you will. Not one of these things where we get out here and publicly, you know, like this Republican mast coming out of Florida. He's out there talking about a temporary ban. That's unconstitutional, pal. You were a military member. You know that you don't have to follow unlawful orders. You know that you put your hand up to defend the Constitution. And now you're advocating for a temporary ban that would be done by executive fiat, while on the other hand, Congress is going to get together and ban them. That's just not going to happen. Prior to you, we had one of those. And nothing came of it. So we know it's not the guns. It is not the guns. We exist in a world, the very children right now that are up in arms are the same ones doing the Tide Pod Challenge. They're the same ones that follow Logan Paul and think he is it. So, that's what we're looking at. That's what we're looking at. So, bear that in mind. We're gonna stand together, or we're gonna hang separately. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And in this, in the remaining two segments of this hour, I'm losing my voice. I don't know if you can hear it. I can feel it. It's going. And I'm going to keep on going because I got a guest in the third hour. Steve Fisher's out in Wyoming. We're going to talk to him. But if it starts sounding like I pause for a bit, that's because I'm just trying to get everything cleared up enough to where I can talk to you. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The Boyd's gun stock takes your gun from what it feels like when you first buy it, and then it changes it to what you imagined it would feel like when you bought it. And that's the magic of them. Check them out. BoydsGunstocks.com. Now, let's skip a few of these people. Why does the left oppose a small number of highly trained teachers and other adults who work at the school to arm themselves? And their response is always a consistent, it's a crazy idea. We need fewer guns, not more guns. Well, that's only as long as there's not a gun introduced into your fake sterile environment. A New York Times editorial offered the following argument against having any armed teachers. Nationwide statistics on police shooting accuracy are not to be found. But if New York is typical, analyses show that its officers hit their targets only one-third of the time. And during gunfights, when the adrenaline is really pumping, that accuracy can drop to as low as 13%. Now, a true reporter who did some due diligence would find out a couple things about NYPD. NYPD, in lieu of training, has come up with something called the New York Trigger. So that means on their Glocks, where you buy a Glock with a 5.5-pound trigger pull, theirs has a 12-pound trigger pull, which is crazy. So you're basically trying to pull the trigger on a gun, and the trigger pull is outweighing the actual weight of the gun by a factor of three. No, four, excuse me. So having said that, is it any wonder they miss the thing, miss people? But that also sort of begs another question we're going to ask in just a minute. To me, though, that's sort of an argument against arming police. And that argument was Aristotelian compared to the one from the L.A. Times editorial. If a pistol-strapping chemistry teacher grabbed her 45 and unloaded on today's gunman after he killed, what, one student, 3-5? That would be good news? Actually, it would, you fool. Mitigating loss of life is what self-defense is about. No murder is going to be good news, but to most of us, one or three or five as compared with 17 is good news. Only those who think it isn't good news think permitting some teachers and other school staff to be armed is a bad idea. Beyond such arguments, the left rarely, if ever, explains why allowing some teachers and other adults in a school to be armed is a crazy idea. They merely assert it as if it is some sort of self-evident truth. On the contrary, having some adults who work at schools be trained in the responsible use of guns makes so much sense that the left's blanket opposition is puzzling to me. There's a lot of things I oppose about a leftist. But one thing I don't oppose about a leftist is their children's safety. I don't oppose that. I would enhance that if I could. I would give anything to be at one of these epicenters when this starts, with the tools that I carry around on a daily basis, to try to help stop that from happening. Now, the left almost always opposes fighting evil, and almost always works to disarm the good who want to fight. And that is true on the national level as it is in the personal. Now, back during the Cold War, when I was a soldier, the left constantly called for a nuclear freeze, including a unilateral freeze by Western countries. The European left mounted huge demonstrations against America bringing Pershing 2 missiles into Western Europe. I was there when it was happening. No matter how violent the Soviet Union was, the left always opposed a strong Western military. They mocked Reagan's call for Star Wars, if you will, the anti-ballistic missile defense system. They couldn't understand why Americans would think being able to protect America from incoming ballistic missiles was a good and moral idea. They were the ones that came up with the idea of calling it Star Wars, which that really backfired on them. It was actually called the Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI. So the left universally condemned Israeli attacks on those who seek not merely to defeat Israel, but to exterminate it. They have condemned the military responses to Hamas launching missiles at Israeli civilian targets. They declared Israel's counterattacks disproportionate because more Gazans were killed than Israelis. You don't go out and try to even things up. You go out to try to win if you have to go into combat. This is not something. What makes me mad about this is these people second-guessing these incidents and these ideas and these actions have never been there. They have no point of reference to sit back and say what is and isn't good. That's because fighting evil is their Achilles heel. The left fights the very little evils, or even the non-evils, rather than the great evils. So, they direct their fighting spirit on the left to Confederate statues and schools with the name of slave owners, including Washington and Jefferson, carbon emissions, income inequality, microaggressions, white privilege, any limitation on abortion, Columbus Day, Islamophobia, Israeli settlements, Russian collusion, those kind of things. Things that are just words at the end of the day. A monument is a remembrance. Some of them are not there to celebrate what they're remembering. Some of them are there to remind us not to do it again. You think in Nagasaki and in do you think those shrines they have in Nagasaki are because they thought nuclear war was a great idea? No, no. The left doesn't fight evil; they fight those who fight evil. And just as the left hated anti-communists, they hate opponents of Islamism. They hate Netanyahu. They hate those of us who wish to see teachers and others voluntarily armed take down the murderers of our children. That's their thing. That's their gig, if you will. So, sad on one hand, and on the other hand, that just means we have two enemies to deal with. And we'll see how badly they want to be dealt with in coming days, I'm sure. But most of it's just talk. It's all based upon opinion and feelings. I'm not worried about feelings. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I've been asking a question lately. And I've been asking it based upon what we know currently. There will be other things that come out, I am sure, regarding this. But this is regarding the Broward County Sheriff's deputies who waited to enter Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School while children were being shot inside. My question that I've been asking a few people that are smarter than me is, what happens if I go there? What happens if my grandchildren are in a school and there's a shooting going on, and they're not doing anything to stop it? What can I do? Now, this boils down purely into one thing. With an active rampage shooter, the one thing that has to be done at the first possible chance is you have to disrupt his pattern. His pattern is that he is going in and he's killing people with no opposition. You have to present him with opposition. Now, if Sheriff Scott Israel's investigation confirms that those officers failed to take action, they should be fired because they abrogated their most sacred duty. They were there and they could have done something about it, and they did not. But there's a bit of a complication that goes along with this. We're now talking about clearing a building when they go in. Now, for somebody that's never done that, when you're coming around a corner, and even when you're in a simulated situation, well, it's going to be unpleasant if you come around the corner the wrong way. There are ways to clear buildings that minimize the threat to you, but it's not a rushing headlong into, it's not one of those things. Ideally, it would be nice if there were two people, which then Then brings up the question, what if there's one cop there, and I'm there, and I say to the cop, let's go. Would he say yes? And you know what? We're never going to know the answer to that unless I am put in that very, very unfortunate. You know, being a person in that situation, having a loved one in there and trying to go and do the very cold job of bounding Overwatch in a building is, that's going to be taxing. If something like this would be better done by a team of people. But here is the exception to the rule, and that is the active shooter. And this is an exigent circumstance. This is one of these things where you can't sit back and say, we need to stage. Somebody's got to go in. When there is a serious risk of death or bodily injury to people in there, you got to go in. Even if that means searching with a less than optimal number of officers. Now, in the United States, 114,000, have already received advanced law enforcement rapid response training. This is designed to give a cop the best tactical formation and other techniques needed to clear a school with a limited number of officers. Something like this that's happening is typically done hugging a wall, basically. You want to hug a wall. You don't want to be silhouetted against empty space. And you're going in, and you're going in room by room. But even in the instance where a lone officer is there, and I don't know how this would work. I need to call JT. I talked to him today, but I didn't ask him this question. What if he's there? And he needs to go in there, and I want to go in there with him. Is that allowable? Because this is called the exigency. This is not an emergency. This is something beyond this. Does the lone officer, they're supposed to go in there whether they're alone or not. Now, in a school like Parkland, the need for swift action is even greater. Children, no matter what age they are in a school environment, are very vulnerable. They are very defenseless. And the main role of government is to stop citizens from using force against each other. It may seem harsh to criticize those four for not risking their lives in any school, but it appears they failed to fulfill a duty on which the public depends. I get that they were scared. I get that. I felt that before. But odds are that, let me catch my breath there. Odds are that all of these guys have gone to a domestic before, a domestic call. And those are some of the worst calls that they can go on because they don't know where it's going to come from. That's got to be the absolute epitome of tension when they're going in there. And, most of these guys ride alone. They may call and ask somebody to meet them there, but what if they get there first and something's going on in the domestic? They got to go in there. And when shots are fired, you can't wait. That's this is why I back law enforcement, because they do a thankless job. And when they give in to the human side of them, like what happened in Broward, which we don't know all the details of this. They will be found out because that first deputy who's already been fired or quit or whatever he's done, he's going to spill. Watch and see. So. We're not going to know how many of those kids could have been saved if those four deputies had entered the school immediately. But they might have been able to stop the attack much sooner, which is the disruption that is needed. Even if they stayed outside the school while children died, even if they had poor training or little experience in lethal situations, they still failed to protect the lives of the innocent. This needs to be investigated, and it needs to be fully transparent. And if they didn't act the way they're supposed to act, if they did not execute the way they're supposed to execute, they should be fired. But, we don't know the whole story yet. But if they are guilty of malfeasance in some way, shape, or form, getting out there and not doing anything to them, or if you don't harshly punish them for dereliction of duty, that's going to undermine the citizens' trust in the police. And I don't know how much more of that the United States needs to have. Do you? I don't have any problem with the police. None whatsoever. I look at them, and most of them are young. I see that part of it. And for that reason, when I see them, I just think to myself, what if they get in a situation in front of me? Would I act? And yeah, sure I would. I'm going to try not to shoot somebody. I may gather a little of their DNA on the top slide of my gun, but I'm not going to. First thing I'm going to try is not to shoot them, but I'm going to help them all the way up as far as I have to take it. So, you know, this, when one of these things starts, when one of these active shootings begins, that's when those guys are supposed to go into stalking mode. Not lay back and wait. You got to be proactive on this. You got to disrupt that pattern. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. He's currently in Wyoming doing something. We'll find that out next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.